Daf Yotes begin on Amud Beis. Begin to the master. Begin with the Gemara. Pshim Naimi says V'yasa Aichalitzasa B'chulu. That we had in the Braisa when there's two brothers alive at the same time. One of them dies, and the second one does a Maimra. Then the third brother is born, and then the second brother dies. According to Pshim, the Allah is to be a Chalitza of the second one, as the explanation is, not of the first one of the Balas Maimra, will exempt the Tzara, meaning the Balas Maimra. Now, Bishop Gorn's Rashi explains, because the Ksav Bishop Shimon holds Maimer Safek Kaina, Safek Ein Kaina. Maimer, we're not sure if it's fully Kaina or it's not Kaina at all. Now, if you can do Yim Chalitza, the second one, meaning to the wife of Shimon, either way, Nefteras Baal's Maimer, Mamon of Shach, either way you look at it, the wife of the first one that Shimon did a Maimer to is going to be exempt. As Rashi explains, because Mamon of Shach, if Maimer was Kaina, so she's a Tzara, and you do Yim Chalitza the one that exempts the other one. And if not, then she's still the wife of the first one, which is Esh actually Belama, either way. Now, such as if a Nirsha Pirishka, it would seem that Rashi explained like this meaning and not like the other interpretations that Maimer is a Suffolk, like it's a 50-50 type, meaning not, it's a quasi, not like a Suffolk, meaning it's not either all or nothing, but rather gray, because the in return of Loimer is Shikin Lib Shimon Dirban, because he didn't want to say that, according to Shimon, the Kenyan of Maimer would be rabbinic, because if that would be the case, then Lohayochali Amashniya. Then he would not be able to do Yim to the second one because that would Tzoras Eish Shachosh Lebelomim with the Maimer. Because then you have this rabbinic Tzoras Eish Shachosh Lebelomim with the Maimer. El Abadai, rather obviously, Ksavar that Rav Shimon held the Kon Legami or the Kon Leklal. It has to be all or nothing, as Rashi explained. And then to say, if that's the case, Akati Tzoras Eish Bezika, so then you also still have this some type of quasi Tzora of Eish Shachosh Lebelomim with the Zika. Forget about Maimer. Just with the Zika itself, even if Maimer is not kind at all, you still have a problem about Zika. There's something that says what you can say is Reb Shimon Sabein Zika. Reb Shimon does not hold of Zika. Now, Olamin there, he says, no. The Phyllis really the Yeshik. Even Reb Shimon held Yeshik. And even if you say, not like Rashi, a Maimer Koinik Tesham Rabbanda, that Maimer is like the other opinions, that it is like a partial acquisition rabbinically, still Nichid, still makes sense. Why? Because the Zika and the Maimer both don't make it forbidden. What do you mean? Because that's Ela Hecha, that's only where the Im Hoysin the Suhoi says, if it would be married, it would be forbidden. And then you're saying that the Zika works just as well. But the kind of him, hoisin the suit to the country, if the first one, the Baal's Maimer, was actually married to Shimon, he asked Moisin Mitteres Reb Shimon, she herself would be admitted according to Reb Shimon to a Levi, because the Shogah Yom Machal Nele, he permits it when Shimon does Yim, and then subsequent Levi's born. And therefore, with the Zika and the Maimer, it's the same thing. Now, but says Tyson, but however, Emma, so the truth actually is, like Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon, Eloikoni Maimer, if the Maimer is not Koini, then Eloikoni Filar Abon, then the truth is that he holds, even rabbinically, it's not Koini. How do we know this? But the Kabbalah Elf and the Gemara said previously, Maimer, that if the Maimer, the second one's not a Maimer, Ishus Rishon Boil, then it's having be with the wife of the first one, Mashmal Loikon HaKlas, I'm not coin at all, that it's still from the first one, and therefore you do see that it is an all or nothing, according to Rav Shimon, at least on the Tzad, that if it's not coin. To the next time, Master begins with the words of the Gemara, Chol Sabal is Maimer, that it, however, does Chalitza to the woman that Shimon did Maimer one, the wife of Reuben, so that's not going to exempt the wife of Shimon. So says Taisa Vim Taima, so Taisa has to take a look, says, if that's the case, so Bamailo Daik Mahocha, why is the Gemara not inferring from this halacha? That if you did Chalitza to the Baal's Maimer, you're not going to exempt the Tzara, the wife of Shimon, and from here you should infer to Yitzhak Leboisha, that should be refutation of Rebisha, meaning the Gemara asks from the other halacha, Tiyiv to Rebisha. But from here you should refute Rebisha, because the day, according to him, Kimin Habazika Kanusa, he holds that Zika for Rebisha is like literally, like they got married already, that every Nilbis of Yavim is like Yavim's like Nailin, if that's the case. So am I loy nifta tzara? What do you mean? Why would that not exempt the tzara? They're like co-wives. And the chalitza of the Baal's Maimer should work for the tzara. So this should be the reputation of Rishya. So tell you what you could say is no. You could say that maybe Zika is kiknusa. And you're right, biblically, the chalitza of the Baal's Maimer should exempt the tzara, the wife of Shimon. But this that we're saying it's not going to is midrabon, that's rabbinically. Because Amal El, like the Gemara previously said, Amal Aleph, we're concerned for a case when the two Yavamas are really from two separate houses. You can do chalitza to one, you let the other one go scot-free, which is not the case, not supposed to be like that. But for the answer, they're both, you have to have chalitza, again, but not because that we don't consider Zika is kiknusa. Next, this month, the beginning of the Gemara, Knossa of a mace. One of the cases was that if he did Yibim, and then he died, and then Levi's born, etc. So then, both are going to be exempt from chalitza from Yibim. Now, Taisa says that the first halach of Kansa Shein of Meis, and then the Levi is born, which is a different mask of Taisa, that they're both exempt from Chalitza from Yibum, that Hamas Lepshiti, that's obvious, but Lepzor Klal Masan, we didn't have to learn that at all, because in such a situation, then he never saw Levi, never saw anyone, not Reuben, not Shimon, when she was married. And obviously for everyone, it's Eishach Shleber Lamech. You know, of course, Reb Shimon would agree that would be forbidden. Now, so on that, by Marie, he says, yeah, the Loi Shana, we didn't teach this case, Elash Binan, rather to teach us the following inference. The high Tana Yudavim Adam, obviously this Tana puts cases together. He's putting these two cases together that we spoke about of Noilid Ve'achach Yavim, together with this case of Knossa and then Mace, and then Noilid Ach. Where Alachi Daikman, that's what he's inferring. That's why. That you the Benobis of Yavim, Lepogrib Shimon, that by the case of when he's first born, and then Shimon does even. A loy plug of Shimon does not disagree. How do we know that? I mean, the other, for the fact that Tana put together the case of Nobu Sebi Yavam, that he put it together with the case of when Shimon got married, and then he died, and then Levi's born, the Moy Bershim. That we know for sure Shimon's mind. That's what he was pointing out before. That's obvious. And he puts that case together with that case. And obviously, that means that Sebi Bershim agrees in that case. Because even Nobu Sebi Yavam, plug Nobu Shimon, because even Shimon, you think, disagreed in that case of Nobu Sebi Yavam, it became Hadi Sefer of the Marabi. It should have been together with the case of the Sefer of Yom Sebi Nailed. Ah, that's the reason why we bring it down to make that point. Oh, basically now it makes sense. That's why we don't ask permission from our Mishnah, where we see that because they didn't have the two cases together in one Mishnah. So seemingly you could prove that Shimon only disagrees on the second one, which is where he's on. Says Taisa, no, because the Brisa Shaklam and the Kabbalishes by the Brisa, so you can make the dig like we explained, because you see that the Tan is putting things together. And this one doesn't, so obviously it's different. But when it doesn't have any together, that's not a Raya, like in our Mishnah, that he's not disagreeing on that case. And we don't ask from the Mishnah, we only ask from the Brisa. And that's the point why we said this unnecessary case, to show us that it's together with that one and not together with the other one. Not related, we continue the next Taisa and ask the beginning of the Digmola, you should have mixed it together and said it together. Which Taisa explains, not like Rashi that he explains that Kulukoi that's going on all the cases should have been set together and Shimon should have disagreed with all of them. Because, like we explained the previous Devi Maskel, that concept of Mace, because when Shimon got married and he died and then Levi's born, of course, we're not going to disagree that, of course, that's Ishach Shleber Lamech, both Reuven and Shimon. And rather, it means Atrei Basri Koi. It means to say that even if Shimon was disagreeing also on the second halacha of Noilid and then that's going to be permitted for the Noilid. So then it should have said it together, the last two together, the second and the third. And then you say Reb Shimon would be disagreeing. So that's what the Gemara's point was. La'arvin and Blisninu, it should have said them together, those two, obviously, but not all three of them together. That he holds that we learned it out from this, the Mimer of the Yavama, from the B of the Yavama, that's Bal Karchai. Now, the Maimer in the Rabban, although Maimer is only rabbinic, so how could you say you learn it out from the B of the Yavama? What's the learning out? It's rabbinic law. But still, the Rebbe held that it's logical that the Chacham made their rabbinic halacha of kedushin for the Yavama, like the Bia, which is mentioned regarding the Yavama, which is like Karcha. They made no Maimer is a kedushin. They made it like regular kedushin, which is not Bal Karcha. And since I say the Bam we find similar type of wording of Yalfinon or Gamrinon, even though in rabbinic law, like in the first Bible say that Yalf and Alf, the common big says within my Yalf Mitzim get that the master learns out Mitzir from Ged. Now Abakab the Lakatan, although we're talking about a minor with it, the less like Skiel and Rabban, his meriting is only rabbinic, because I mean Sabin Zak and Gidnap Samal. Now you see still we could say the learned terminology Yalfinon and Gamrinon, because even though it's rabbinic law, it means what the Chacham is going to compare it regarding the biblical precedent.